Welcome to A1's Neonatal Orientation and Education Program, 4th edition. This is Module 6, Hematology in Immunology. This module is divided into four segments. Once you've completed the module, you may access the online post-test, participant evaluation, and CNE certificate. This module provides an overview of the neonatal hematologic system as well as the clinical presentation and management of neonatal hematologic disorders. The discussion begins with blood cell formation and focuses on disorders of coagulation that lead to bleeding. The pathophysiology and treatment guidelines for hyperbilirubinemia will also be explored. Newborn infection will be reviewed with an emphasis on various organisms and treatment modalities. After completion of this module, the learner will be able to describe the function of erythrocytes, leukocytes, and thrombocytes, platelets. Identify the clinical presentation and management of neonatal anemia and polycythemia. Describe the pathology related to hemorrhagic disease in the newborn. Identify the differences between cellular and humoral immunity. Define the clinical presentation and treatment of bacterial, viral, and fungal sepsis in the neonate. Describe the care and management of the neonate with septic shock. Summarize the mechanisms of bilirubin production and clearance. Review guidelines for early identification, management, and follow-up care of neonates at risk for hyperbilirubinemia. This begins Segment 1. Understanding neonatal hematologic abnormalities begins with reviewing the individual types of blood cells and hematopoiesis. This 3D animation depicts the healthy flow of red blood cells and white blood cells through an artery. Hematopoiesis involves the division and maturation of blood cells. It occurs in the liver and spleen of the fetus, then the bone marrow after birth. All blood cells begin as hemocytoblasts, a type of stem cell. As the hemocytoblast divides, it can form several types of parent cells. In the diagram on the slide, the following parent cells can be seen: pure erythroblasts, myeloblasts, lymphoblasts, monoblasts, and megakaryoblasts. The parent cells continue to mature into the various types of blood cells. As seen on the maturation algorithm, pure erythroblasts mature to become erythrocytes, red blood cells, RBCs. Myeloblasts mature to become granulocytes, a type of leukocyte or white blood cells, WBCs. Lymphoblasts and monoblasts mature to become agranulocytes, another type of leukocytes, white blood cells. And megakaryoblasts mature to become thrombocytes, platelets.